General Secretary Xi Jinping has sent a message of congratulations for the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Cambodian People's Party. He says the Communist Party of China attaches great importance to friendly cooperation with the Cambodian Party, adding that he's ready to work with President Hun Sen to strengthen political guidance for the development of the relations between the two parties and the two countries. Officials say the Communist Party of China maintains regular contact with more than 560 political parties and political organizations from over 160 countries and regions. The remarks were made on Monday as part of efforts to mark the centenary of the party. Officials also said the courage to carry out reforms is the most distinctive part of the party's character. Two generating units at the Baihetan Hydropower Station have been put into operation. The facility is located on the Jinsha River in southwest China. As the world's second largest hydro facility after the Three Gorges Dam in China, it's expected to generate more than 62 billion kilowatt hours of electricity per year, reducing carbon dioxide emissions by nearly 52 million tons. The Pentagon's confirmed airstrikes against facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups in the border area between Iraq and Syria. Three targets were destroyed in the operations ordered by President Joe Biden. The facilities are said to have been engaged in drone attacks against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. More than 150 people remain missing 4 days after the collapse of a beachfront condo in Surfside, Florida. On Sunday, the number of people dead rose to 9 after a person died in hospital and rescuers recovered 4 more bodies from the wreckage. The 12-story Champlain Towers South collapsed early on Thursday. Newly appointed British Health Secretary Sajid Javid says that bringing the coronavirus to an end is his immediate priority. He replaces Matt Hancock, who resigned Saturday after breaking social distancing rules with an aide he's allegedly having an affair with.
We are still in a pandemic, and I want to see that come to an end as soon as possible.
Javid returns to the cabinet 16 months after he resigned as UK Treasury Chief. He had also served as Home Secretary under then-Prime Minister Theresa May. Belgium held on to a first-half lead to beat Portugal 1-0 in advance of the quarterfinals of the European Championship. Thorgan Hazard scored from a long-range strike just before the end of the first half. Head coach Roberto Martinez says his side has shown champions quality in the game. Belgium, which has never won a major tournament title, will next face Italy. In the other game, the Netherlands suffered a shock exit after a 2-0 defeat to the Czech Republic. The Netherlands was forced to play most of the second half with 10 men after defender Matthias De Ligt was sent off for a handball. The Czechs capitalized with goals from Thomas Holz and Patrick Schick after getting the one-player advantage on the pitch. They will next play Denmark in the last 8.